know your comments about limited resources, which we've made before, which is one of the questions about comments I always have is there seems to be a number of low risk, medium risks, and so on. But my worry becomes when you get a lot of them, it's indicative of a failure across the board. But if you're saying it's because of lack of resources, or does John want to answer that one?
I can't say with certainty because of the lack of resources. So what we're saying from experience is that if you do have a reduction in resources, then that inevitably does sometimes strip out a level of control. If you previously had two people checking something or reconciling something, you reduce that down to one, then potentially there is a risk that one check may not pick up everything. Ultimately, you don't always want two people checking something because that double handling. So I can't say for certain, but experience tells us that the lower the resources, the control sometimes is the first thing to go.
Thank you, Chair. I think from my perspective, I really welcome this report. I think that we've done an awful lot over the last 3 years to try and rebuild lots of capacity in the organisation in the right places and to try and focus our resources to where they can have a maximum impact to help improve what we're trying to do in the community. We've perhaps less looked at our internal processes, and therefore this allows us to really think about where we now need to target some of our internal changes, our internal processes. So I think that helps us in terms of the next stage of our improvement journey. I think the comment I would make about low risk and medium risk is there is risk in everything that we do. I think whatever happens and however much mitigation might put in place, there is always going to be risk associated with what the council does. Our aspiration must be that everything is in the low risk or medium to low risk box wherever we possibly can get it, because that acknowledges there is risk, but we can never say there's going to be no risk in anything that we do.
As long as we don't have too many low risks.
Chair, I absolutely appreciate that, but I think that at last estimate, the Local Government Association identified councils like ours would provide something like 180 services. So within 180 services, 1,500 employees, provide services to 140,000 people. I think that I'd be very happy with a lot of low risks. I'd be happy with lots of low risks and no high risks.
Any question? Thanks for action.
Yes, I take the opposite, come from the opposite point of view from the Chief Executive in the sense that it's most important for sort of high risk areas. And my real question is a lot of these look very familiar. I think we have had interim reports on most of these areas during the year. Are there any new ones which have gone up into the high-risk section?
So in relation to the annual report, no, you've received all of those audit reports throughout the year. The only new one that's coming to your attention today is the one in Appendix C, which is the Asset Management Report. That's the only audit you would have been made aware of until now, because that's just been completed. All the ones that are referred to in the annual opinion would have been brought to
Any more questions? Oh, sorry.
Chair, sorry, may I just point to Councillor Axford, because I certainly wasn't saying that we should not look at the high risk, Councillor Axford. I think my intention is that we should look at the high risk and get them all down to low risk. So I absolutely accept your point.
Councillor Coe.
I think that I just said all that is a good service and business. Very insights and information. It concerns me, I'm the Chief Internal Officer's opinion about the audit coverage being limited by resource, because it's really hard to know what you don't know, and that's what the internal audit actually does. And I would encourage yourself and a member for the audience to actually look at this and reconsider, because I think it is important. And if sometimes, a young graduate can actually, even though it does a lot of affairs, but I think you should be looking at that resource issue, because it's important that we actually know what we don't know. The other thing, which is a very specific one, on D11, houses and multiple occupations, it's the same, the information is kept on the spreadsheet. And that should obviously be in the database. I think it would be really important. There are a lot of issues around nature, but it's in terms of antisocial behaviour associated with them, actually having all of the data actually linked to an HMO. So when you get complaints coming and things like that, that's an important thing to be linked into the information about the HMO, because you're licensing them, you need to know that you should re-license them.
John, do you want to comment?
Absolutely agree with Councillor Burke's point. I think we're just going through a process at the moment of procuring a new housing management system, which I think takes on board HMO licensing. And of course, the extension to the HMO licensing scheme means that we've got to be much more proactive in the shared area anyway.
Okay. If you've got no more comments, I've just missed D9. It's ITGC, and says high risk findings were raised regarding the high levels of mandatory IT training not completed and weaknesses in the council's disaster recovery plans. Most importantly, the failure to test arrangements to ensure they were fit for purpose in the event of a continuing incident. Can you tell us when you actually do test the plan? This is page D9, second para down.
Yes, we will provide an update as soon as we have done that. I think that part of the rationale for not testing the previous years was because we did actually have a disaster recovery, a real life disaster recovery event, and how the systems kicked in were quite effective. But we do take the point that we didn't need to undertake further work in that area.
What was that disaster?
We had a fire in the server, and therefore we lost some of our servers downstairs in Catapult.
Can you come to, tell this committee when you will be doing that? And actually, when you're going to test your disaster recovery plans, and will any members be allowed to look and see what you're doing?
Chairman, if we can advise you on the plans for that, then we can work with you on that too, as you requested. So I don't have the detail in front of me about where the plans are, so I can come back to that.
Okay. Any other questions from members? No? Then we've got a note this report, so I need a proposer and a seconder again. Chris? Adrian, sorry. And the vote for? All noted. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Moving on.